Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Your Brand DNA Must Be Felt, Not Just Read. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a statistic that should terrify every entrepreneur. 73% of customers can't tell brands apart anymore because they all sound the same on their websites. Yet some brands make you feel something the moment you interact with them. The difference isn't what they say about themselves, it's how they make you feel about yourself. Your brand DNA isn't a poster on your office wall listing your core values. It's not a mission statement buried on your about page. It's the emotional fingerprint you leave on every single customer interaction. Here's what most entrepreneurs get wrong. They treat values like vocabulary words instead of verbs. If you value innovation, don't just write it down. Show it through unexpected packaging, surprising service moments, or solutions nobody else offers. If community matters to you, create actual spaces where your customers connect with each other, not just with you. Think of brand DNA like human DNA. You don't walk around with your genetic code tattooed on your forehead, but it shows up in everything you do, how you walk, talk, think, and react. Your brand's DNA should be just as embedded and just as obvious without being announced. This means training every touch point. Your customer service scripts, email signatures, even your hold music should reinforce who you are. Every employee interaction is either building or breaking your brand promise. One off-brand moment can undo months of careful marketing because customers remember how you made them feel, not what you said you'd make them feel. The most powerful brands create signature moments, experiences that only they would deliver. These become your brand's fingerprint in customers' memories. It could be how you handle complaints, celebrate customer milestones, or even how you say goodbye. Take Patagonia. They don't just talk about environmental responsibility on their website. They actively tell customers, "Don't buy our jacket if they don't need it." Their repair cafes fix competitors' gear for free. When customers experience this contradiction to typical business behavior, they feel Patagonia's DNA in their bones. Here's your homework. Pick one customer touchpoint this week. Ask yourself, how can this moment uniquely express who we are? Test it. Measure how customers respond, then scale that feeling across every interaction. Remember, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it, but they only believe your why when they can feel it, not just read it. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.